Here in the U.S., some 40,000 people end up in hospital emergency rooms every year with injuries from the table saw. Many of them end up with amputations. Today, consumer advocates are in Washington, D.C., pushing for tougher safety regulations. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
A table saw has an open spinning blade the size of a dinner plate. And every day in this country, on average, more than 10 people cut off their fingers or even half of their hands on these saws. Carpenters lose their livelihoods. Many people never recover. But what's most striking is that all of those accidents are preventable. They don't have to happen.
The problem is enormous, and it's getting worse.
Sally Greenberg heads up the National Consumers League. The problem, she explains, is that there's a safety brake technology that can stop a table saw instantly before it cuts off a finger. It's like an airbag in a car. It's a breakthrough safety feature. But only one saw manufacturer builds it into its saws.
We've got this great technology. It's not terribly expensive to implement. Let's do it.
The technology is called SawStop. And its inventor, Steve Gass, likes to show how it works by using a hot dog.
I'm going to put this hot dog on top of the board here as if it was my thumb misplaced in the path of the blade. And then I'm going to shove it into the blade. And
NPR has followed Steve Gass over the years as he started a company that is now manufacturing tens of thousands of these safe SawStop saws. Last summer, he was demonstrating his saw to a high school shop class. As soon as the hot dog touches the blade slams to a stop. The hot dog barely has a scratch on it. Actually, Sally Greenberg, the consumer advocate, she first heard about this safety issue on NPR 7 years ago, and she grew frustrated that after all of these years, the industry still hasn't adopted this technology and the government hasn't mandated it.
What we have here is a classic example of why the Consumer Product Safety Commission was set up by Congress. You have a pattern of injury. You have technology that can address the injury, and it can address the injury for a reasonable cost. This should have been done years ago.
So now, Greenberg's been meeting this week with government safety officials and members of Congress. She's visiting their offices with people who've suffered unnecessary injuries on table saws.
Reaching across the blade, my elbow entered the blade, and it proceeded to pull my arm all the way through the blade, cutting 100% through the ulna bone, tendons, ligaments, nerves.
Adam Thull is a professional carpenter who ran his own business. He's got a wife and kids and lives in Cross Lake, Minnesota. Since his accident a year ago, he's had multiple operations, but he remains in a lot of pain and can't earn a living.
Financially, we went from me and my wife actually having a successful small little business there to now we are on food stamps, medical assistance, energy assistance.
I want to be part of the solution.
That's Inez Tenenbaum, the chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. She met with Thull and other injured people yesterday. Tenenbaum says she would prefer it if the industry would adopt this safety brake technology voluntarily. But that clearly has not been happening. And she says she wants to push ahead with tougher safety regulations.
I do believe that we have enough votes here at the commission now to begin federal rulemaking. We could do this in the next few months.
For its part, the power tool industry is opposed to this kind of new regulation. The saw brake technology adds around $100 in cost to a saw. So for expensive saws, that's maybe not such a big deal. But for cheap $100 table saws, it could double the price of those saws. Also, the power tool companies say that SawStop wants too much money to license the safety brake. So all that still needs to be addressed as the government moves towards regulation. Chris Arnold, NPR News.